Hey, welcome to the WAFM 99 radio show. Sorry I've been away for the past 2 weeks. You know, we've been rotating our archives, our top tens for the past seasons. Now, the reason I've been away is because I launched my brand new album called Garage Sessions Volume 1. And immediately, as soon as it launched, you know, with the support of fans, in fact, even before it launched, it hit the pre-sales or the pre-order charts on iTunes. So I was in the top three and all that on the pre-order charts, and then as soon as it launched, the album hit number one in the UK on the iTunes Blues charts. And it was so for like, I think 7 days in the UK at number one, and then simultaneously in the US, the album was in the top 10 for 11 days, if I'm not mistaken. And also the Amazon Hot Releases chart. I'm still on the top 10 there. But the biggest news I got 2 weeks since the album launched was that I hit the Billboard number 14 on the Billboard Blues charts, which is such big news for me. This is my fourth Billboard chart, and super excited. So thus, I was away from our show because, you know, as an independent artist, you have to put all your time and effort into your album and it launches. You don't have a record label. I've got a great team, of course, the WA Entertainment team. But this is what I tell all the independent artists we work with on marketing campaigns and stuff. You have to make it your priority. When you launch a single, you launch an album, that should be everything to you. You know, spend all your time, all your effort, as much money as you can on just getting the word out and getting your fans to support the album. And I must say, my fans are the best fans anyone can have. It's almost like a family. We've got this special group called the Garage Sessioners. You know, it's amazing. And almost everybody there has supported the album, streamed it multiple times, downloaded it as much as they can, and of course pre-ordered the CDs and everything. And lo and behold, I've got my fourth Billboard chart, and I share this with all my fans. So thank you guys for getting me on the Billboard charts again. This is huge news for me as a musician, especially as a DIY independent artist. Apparently I've heard that the mainstream industry, including, I believe, people in the Grammys and everywhere, they don't like independent musicians to say they're DIY because it apparently keeps out, you know, the industry, and you're trying to tell everybody that you did it on your own. Well, here is me saying I'm a DIY independent artist. Enough said. Let's get on to the show. So today I've got a very special guest joining me on the show, all the way from Alaska. The artist is Lance Mitchell, and I first discovered Lance Mitchell on the WA TV show, which was released, episode 1 was released a few weeks ago, and episode 2 was just launched last week. So if you missed it, please go to WAATV.tv to watch episode 1 and episode 2 of season 5 of the WA TV show. And if you want to watch the past seasons, they're all streaming on YouTube. The new season is not on YouTube because it's brand new and it's streaming live and all of that stuff. So WAATV.tv. That's where you get the WATV show. So please stick around. We always have the interview coming in the middle of the show. So without further ado, here is the playlist. So kicking off, we've got So Good, Garage Sessions Unplugged version, which is from my Billboard charted album, Garage Sessions Volume 1. So that's the first single. The music video for this was also shot. It's just a very simple video. Me on my beautiful motorbike. You know, I love showing my motorbikes on the videos. You'll see me and you'll see Blue, my dog, and you'll see, well, it's just a fun video. It's on youtube.com/OliverSean. So we kick the show off with my single because I've just hit the Billboard charts. And sorry if I'm repeating myself, but hey, I just hit the Billboard charts. I'm going to tell everybody. Moving on. So number two on the show today is Loves in Drought. And this is an artist called Mackenzie Lee. It's got a very country-ish Americana sound. I really like this kind of music. You know, I listen to a lot of country because it kind of inspires me to write songs. It doesn't inspire me to write the kind of music I write, which is not very country. It's more rock. Some people call it Americana. Country music inspires me a lot, I should say. Mackenzie Lee coming in at number two with Loves in Drought. Number three is Zach Humphrey with Make It Out. Now, this is more a rap urban song. So we try and mix it up on the show. So different types of genres. And after Zach Humphrey, we've got Lance Mitchell joining me in the studio live for a wonderful interview all the way from Alaska. So stick around, okay? And then, of course, we feature Lance's song called Litty. Again, that music video is playing on episode 1 of season 5 of the WOA TV show, which you can watch at woatv.tv. Don't forget to check it out. Number 5 on the show today is I Know You by Evelyn Petignano. Now, this is more a ballad, you know, very ballady pop song, okay? Just a very, very classic sounding track. So let me know what you think about, as I said, let me know what you think about all the artists that we play. And the more we hear from you or from the fans of the artist, the more that artist gets played on our show, all right? Just remember that. And last but not least on the show is Rendezvous by an artist called Rodney Pemberton. Now, this song is It's got a very 80s kind of synth sound. You know, I haven't heard this kind of music in a while. And I was quite intrigued that Rodney Pemberton makes early 80s sort of synth sounding kind of pop songs. Very cool. So these are the songs of the show and the interview. I hope you enjoy it today. And be sure to tune in. I'll be going live again on Instagram today and again maybe next week, so stick around. And by the way, I must also tell you that I'll be in an interview with Rosie Virgilito all the way in Argentina on the Radio Independencia show, which is really cool, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. UK time. So you'll hear me talking about my album and, you know, the Billboard charts and MTV EMA nominations and all of that that I've got. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the show. And see you next week, right here, same time, same place. Oliver Sean signing out.
I'm turning 30 next week. I wish I could turn back time, undo all the wrong and the hurt that I've caused everyone. Hey, I've done some good too, you know, but maybe it wasn't good enough. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that ain't what it's all about. Well, I've been waiting, waiting for you. Uh-oh. I don't know where you live or what you do. Uh-oh. But I know when I see you, it's gonna be good. So good, so good, so good. Times I remember, I wish I'd done things differently. But now I've learned it's never too late just to say you're sorry. And I know it's hard to forgive, and sometimes you just can't. But I've been told when you fall in love, things get so easy. Well, I've been waiting, waiting for you. I don't know where you live or what you do. But I know gotta be good, so good. I wish I could turn back time, holding your hand. Cause I've been waiting, see the light to come my way. I've been waiting, waiting for you. Woo! I don't know where you live or what you do. But I know when I see you, it's gotta be good. So, so, so good. I've been waiting, waiting for you. I don't know where you live or what you do. And I know when I see you, it's gotta be good. So good. I've been waiting, waiting for you. I don't know where you live or what you do.
Oh, I made some choices, I made some decisions. I did some things that I forever live with. I swiped the CC with no credit limit. I used to be down, but lately I've been winning. Had to find me going deep in my bag. Running in first, I cannot finish last. River too small, no looking in the past. If I love you, know I give you my last. I made some choices, I made some decisions. I did some things that I forever live with. I swiped the CC with no credit limit. I used to be down, but lately I've been winning. Had to find me going deep in my bag. Running in first, I cannot finish last. River too small, no looking in the past. If I love you, know I give you my last. I took some risk chasing after them commas. I did a bunch of things I didn't wanna. I hooked the card up to Apple Pay and made the payment through Zelle, cause I need every dollar. I made a swipe play look like a profession. I went and rented a Model X Tesla. People gon' tell you that it cost a lot, but I promise to you it's not really expensive. 5'7", I'ma keep them at a distance. Partner switched up on me, man, was he tripping? Used to be part of the circle, but he messed that up, so now he gotta watch from a distance. Used to be merciful, now I'm relentless. I'm on a mission to get every penny. Fendin' veneer my teeth on top and bottom. I need a holler at my dentist. Money be coming in, stack it up quickly. Methodical methods, yeah, we on a mission. I love that girl with all my heart, but still kicked her out for that cabinet tripping. I can't complain, shit, it is what it is. All of these chances be hit or miss. I'm on a mission to run up a mill, then disappear like I'm Day Copperfield. I made some choices, I made some decisions. I did some things that I forever live with. I swiped the CC with no credit limit. I used to be down, but lately I've been winning. Had to find me going deep in my bag. Running in first, I cannot finish last. River too small, no looking in the past. If I love you, know I give you my last. I made some choices, I made some decisions. I did some things that I forever live with. I swiped the CC with no credit limit. I used to be down, but lately I've been winning. Had to find me going deep in my bag. Running at first, I cannot finish last. Review too small, no looking in the past. If I love you, know I give you my last.
Right, folks, so today we've got a very special guest. Some of you who tuned into our WOA TV show a couple of weeks ago might have seen this amazing video with these hot girls dancing around. It was just one of the best songs I've heard in a long time. And it's none other than Lance Mitchell. Lance, how are you doing?
I'm awesome, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I must tell you, that music video really got me all happy. In fact, the song, you know, the song was so cool. It has such a positive sound, kind of like a beautiful pop sound. So what is Litty all about? That's a song named Litty, correct?
Well, man, it's a unique story that I have to tell.
Okay.
I was talking to my boss's girlfriend.
All right.
We're co-workers, we're direct care providers.
Right.
We help out people that need our help.
Right.
And so we were having a chat, and I says, well, what are you going to do tonight? And she's like, I'm going to go get Litty. I'm like, well, what is going to get Litty? Yeah. I'm going to get crunk. So I was like, oh, do you mind if I use that from you? And she was like, sure. So that's where I came with.
Awesome.
Getting Litty. But, Litty, I just transferred it into, you know, hanging out with your friends,
nice.
Going out, having a good time, dancing, you know, having some cocktail.
Oh, that's amazing.
Socializing, especially back at that time when I shot it, we weren't being able to do all those things. Thank God now we're able to.
Correct, yeah. So did you film that video during COVID then?
I did film that video during COVID. We had hand sanitizer,
okay.
And we had that. And then the people that were coupled off together were actually couples.
Oh,
like my free CJ and Nikki were engaged, and then the other people were together, with the exception of the dancers,
right.
And the DJ.
Okay.
But if you notice, they're really far apart from each other. So.
Okay, that's cool. But to be fair, I really love that video. And who was the director of the video?
His name is Joshua LaBoca.
Okay.
He's second to none sound out here in Juneau, Alaska.
So you're based in Alaska?
I'm Juneau, Alaska. Yes, that's where I am.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I had no idea. I thought you were like in LA or something. It looked like that. That's amazing.
Well, man, you can do anything with cameras, bro.
I know. Tell me about it. I mean, I direct music videos, and we've done some videos where the artist was in Canada, and then some of the models and actors were like in India, and parts of them in the UK, and then we had to mix all of this, and it looked like it was in one place. So yeah. So some amazing things can be done with the camera, can't we?
I've like worked with some people out of Pakistan and stuff like that.
Really?
And mix and match different videos. Yeah, they haven't gotten the status that Lydia's got, but they were pretty good videos to speak of.
Cool. So Lance, tell us more about your musical journey. You know, how long have you been making music, and how many albums have you got out or singles?
My grandfather used to be a part of a band called Love, Togetherness, and Devotion.
Okay.
And that was with a group called LTD. Jeffrey Osborne used to sing with them. And so I guess that and my mom and my grandmother used to sing gospel.
Nice.
And I also used to sing in the choir. What was weird is that I took a total direction away from music until 1999.
All right.
At that point, I started to get back into music and start singing and stuff like that.
Wow, cool. So what made you get out of music for that period of time?
I don't know, chasing women.
But you know what? You can chase women and drink and make music at the same time.
Well, I wanted to be an actor, you know.
Okay.
I did a few films and stuff like that.
So. Did you?
Yeah, I did a movie called Jeffrey Dahmer, The Secret Life. It was low budget
okay.
in 1993.
Oh, wow.
And then I did another movie that went to Cairns. It didn't win, but it went there. It was called The Appointment.
You know what? We're gonna push this, man. We gotta tell people to go watch these indie films. They'll be so cool. That's really cool.
It's so old though. I don't want people.
that's really nice to know, man. You know, these interviews I do with artists. You know, me being an artist, interviewing other artists. You just get to know the artist, you know, life of the artist from a different perspective. And I love that. It's really cool. So, Lance, do you play a lot of instruments? Do you play any instruments at all?
I do not play any instruments.
Okay.
But I do write my own lyrics, and I do sing.
Okay, and you've got like a... Have you got like a group of producers or musicians that you work with a lot, or you just work with session musicians?
Well, I used to have a group called Strange Path. Unfortunately, one of the singers, she died.
Oh.
A year back, and so we just kind of went our own separate ways.
Okay.
So we used to put music together, but basically I look for producers. I've got tons and tons and tons and tons of musical beats.
That's nice.
And my computer that I just buy straight out, you know.
Right.
I am planning on recording in September.
Okay.
I'm actually taking some time because I'm not a clinically trained singer.
Okay.
I sing from a passion of my heart.
Of course.
But I'm going to take some time out for a month of technical training at the with the Juneau Lyric Opera. She works there, and she's going to work with me for a month.
Okay.
And then I'm going to record in September and release the album in October off of Compost Records, which just signed me.
Very nice, very nice. Congratulations on all this success you're having.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, man. I just hope that music can get out there and people can enjoy it. Most of all than anything, I just want people to enjoy it and dance to it.
Yeah.
And know that some hardcore dance songs are going to be coming out.
One thing about your music is it is enjoyable, it is very dancey, and it gets people happy, you know, and that is, to me, in my book, that is a success, you know what I mean?
That's if you can approach people in that kind of manner,
yeah,
to take them out of what negativity that they're at and absolutely bring them to a positive state.
True.
Isn't that what it's all about?
That is absolutely what it's all about. So Lance, how many singles have you got out? Have you got out anything else aside from Litty?
I have not really pumped anything but Litty, but I do have I have some videos on my YouTube channel.
Okay. Okay.
I should probably share that with you, I guess.
Yes, you should. You definitely should. Yeah, absolutely. But on iTunes, on Apple Music, you've only got Litty. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I've seen now on Spotify, now that WOA is supporting Litty, and I can't imagine WOA not supporting Litty because it's such a fantastic song. You're starting to build up quite a following. You know, playlisters. You know, the curators of playlists are really adding your music to playlists, which is very, very a positive sign for your music, man. So congrats on all this.
Yeah, I definitely, I need that. You know, I want to get that music out there, man.
Absolutely. So Lance, have you got a big media, social media presence, like Facebook, Twitter?
I have a big social media presence on my Facebook. I'm maxed out to 5,000 friends.
Oh, good. Twitter?
I don't really use Twitter, man. I figured if Donald Trump was using it, I should leave it.
That's a good one. Cool. What about Instagram and TikTok and all? TikTok's really good for musicians.
Instagram,
you know?
And I do have a TikTok.
Great. Do you want to plug in your Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, your usernames, so that we can, you know, fans can go check you out there and follow you?
Okay. Facebook is facebook.com/LanceMitchell.
Lance Mitchell, just one word, yeah? Great. And
Lance.Mitchell, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lance. It's got a dot in it. Oh, that's got a dot in the middle. Okay. You know what? I'll also put this on our show notes so that people can even link, you know, directly to your social media. So what about Instagram?
DarkDFD1.
Okay. That's on Instagram.
Instagram.com.
Okay. And what about TikTok? Same thing?
LanceMitchell74.
Okay. Super. Oh, yes, your YouTube. That's your main thing. So what's your YouTube channel name? The Lance Mitchell. Yeah, so it's youtube.com/LanceMitchell.
And I've got more songs on there.
Great.
More of a positive nature.
Super. I got your link. I'm taking a trip to Alaska so you can introduce me to those dancers.
Okay. I will let you
know. I'm just kidding, man.
You got a lover in the UK.
Yeah. All right. Lance, it was great talking to you. And also, Matt, tell me when you start touring. If you are doing tours, you know, WOA Entertainment, they organize these annual tours in the UK and in India as well. So if you do start doing tours and performing live, we'd love to get you on one of the tours, okay? So one of our international tours, yeah. So you keep us informed.
Just let me know, I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay, great. So I'll have someone from the team get in touch and you all can talk about the tours. We'd love to have you on stage, man. It'd be great fun.
All right,
Lance, it was great talking to you. Stay in touch. And I'm looking forward to your other music videos and those movies from 1993. You're in trouble now because I'm going to be promoting those old movies to my followers.
Oh, Lord, don't do that. I'm going to go find some old movies on you because I'm going to stuff out there too.
Right. All right. Talk to you soon, yeah?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, mate. Bye.
go. Kill the priest. We party all night, getting drunk at the club. Girls getting down, bottles above. VIP section, models above. Get kinda crazy, shows me her jugs. KPOG, jaws her that bud. It's our night, so it's all love. Killer priest and land, she don't stand a chance. She's had enough, she's ready to dance.
Show. Sure. all alone. Quiet time to unwind from hand to feet, the finest wine. Stare at me for some time. She's shy, don't know why. I'm spooled by my spirits high.
Is a game.